2020. This course is based on the Building Officials Association of Florida model, Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code, 7th edition, 2020, and covers requirements such as application of the code, permit requirements, inspection requirements, plans requirements, certificate of occupancy requirements, stop work orders, and more. As a side note, this course was submitted prior to the revised rule and requirements going into effect. So as a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We're gonna open public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll bring it back for discussion and a motion.
Schiffer, I'll move, recommend the approval.
Second, Langill.
Thank you. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Mr. Clark?
The second course number is 1089.0. The course title is 7th edition 2020, FBC Advanced Florida Energy Conservation Code. The provider is the Electrical Council of Florida. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date was 2/24/2022. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that reviews and summarizes changes found in the Florida Energy Conservation Code, 7th edition, 2020. It is designed to ensure understanding of the changes to the 2020 code, as well as the new requirements that went into effect on January 1, 2020. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. I will open up public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close it and bring it back to the commission for a motion.
Schiffer moves approval.
Thank you. Second.
We have a first and a second. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The third course number is 1093.0. The course title is 2020 FBC Advanced Florida Building Code-Building 7th Edition 2020. Dash analysis of significant changes. The course provider is Contractor Training Center LLC. The accreditor was JDB Code Services Inc. The accreditation date was 3/12/2022. Mr. Chair, this is a 1-hour online course that is intended for those seeking licensure under FS 489 Part 1 as a Division I contractor using the NASCLA endorsement license qualification process to provide a comparison of the Florida-specific changes to definitions, wind load requirements, and other key changes between the 2018 International Building and the Florida Building Code Building 7th Edition 2020. Mr. Chair, at my first review of this course, and these are in my course review summary report, I found 4 or 5 anomalies because I could only review the March 10th version of the course materials. When I reviewed the March 10th version, I found an issue with the course description. Some slides were unreadable. A quiz was attached to the end of the course, which didn't make any sense. And then also a couple of slides, the font was small, and there was no active method of course evaluation. That was with my initial review. When I went back, I could review the March 11th version. I don't know why I couldn't do it beforehand, but I could after I sent in the report. And as a result of the second review, most of the issues had been taken care of as a result of the accreditor working with a provider. However, I'm not sure if some of the slides had less than a 12 font, because the slides were difficult to read, and there was no active method of course evaluation. In other words, it was stated that students may submit questions about the course via email or phone, and this is posted on page 4 of the syllabus, but there was no stated action to evaluate the course by the participant. So with that, and the fact that some of the slides were difficult to read because the font was small, as we are moving along, as we are currently looking at these courses, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to the changes being made in the above statements C and D. And those changes would be to make the font larger on some of the slides and also to make the way the course is evaluated an action instead of people may submit questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. Just for the edification of the general public, if this is denied, what recourse does the applicant have as far as resubmitting?
I would work with him to make the changes, and he would resubmit for the next meeting.
So for next month, or for the next EDPOC meeting?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so this is one that I expect we'll have some conversation on. Is there any discussion?
Gil Belcher, is this for public or tech or PAC?
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Belcher, for the clarification. This is for public comment.
And Gil Belcher, JDB Code Services, the creditor on the course.
I'm Rachel Doty with Contractor Training Center, Director of Course Development.
Okay, I was going to mention that Rachel was on the line. I was waiting for permission to speak, but
yes, Joe, you have the floor. Go ahead.
On the font, Rachel Doty, who is on the line, has advised me that she did go back and check the fonts, and they are the 12 font size.
Okay.
If we need to update that, we can do that. The evaluation, they actually use a poll online. And what we're going to propose is that we will do a PDF printout of that poll that's for evaluation purposes and submit that, and we request conditional approval based on those two items. We'll re-verify the font size.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Rachel, do you have anything else to add?
Yes. On the method of course evaluation, we will be that will be part of the online course system, so it will be a mandatory requirement for them to complete in order to obtain their course completion certificate. So that will be an active method of course evaluation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We will do a PDF of those screens and submit it so that the POC can see, or the commission can see, how that works.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Is there any other public comment on this item? All right, hearing none, we'll bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
This is Commissioner Brown. I do have one concern. Notwithstanding the font size, on reviewing the course, it sounded as if even with If we could get some clarification on that, was the difficulty in reading those slides after the adjustment to the 12-point font or before?
I'll let Rachel answer that. The question to us, Commissioner Brown.
Actually, it was to the reviewer.
Yeah, okay. Well, we did not, in my review, I did not have any concern with the font sizes. After we talked to Michael Clark and after he brought up the font size, Rachel went back and did check, and she said she advised me that they are 12 font. If it's that difficult, we can break it up and make it larger for those slides that appear to be. Is it all the slides or is it just some of the slides? I'm not really, I didn't have any difficulties myself, so I'm not sure if we're talking about the whole presentation or if we're talking about some slides.
If I may, Mr. Chair, it was some of the slides up front, and I couldn't tell if it was 12 font because it's a PDF file. That's why I brought up the question. It's not all of the slides, it's only some of the slides up front.
If it's a concern, we can definitely go back through and look for slides that appear to be crowded and enlarged the font, even above the 12. I'm not sure if that's a hard and fast rule, that it has to be exactly 12 points.
It has to be 12 or larger, according to the rule language.
Okay, so what we can do is we'll go back and look at the slides, and where we look crowded, we'll, if we have to, we'll make it two slides and enlarge it. You know, we can do a continued next slide on the bottom and make two slides out of one slide to make it larger. One thing you have to bear in mind is that while you're looking at a PDF, the attendees, if you're looking at it online, they'll have a computer screen where they can pretty much enlarge it the way what they need for their own vision requirements. So, but we can do that. That won't be an issue. I'm saying that, and Rachel's online, so if you disagree, let me know, Rachel.
No, that's definitely, if we need to submit it in a PowerPoint so that they can evaluate the size of the fonts, we can do that as well, either way.
We can't upload PowerPoints. That's one of the issues of the system is we have to upload PDFs, so.
Okay. I'd be prepared to make a motion to conditionally approve the course based upon the two issues that were brought up.
Schiffer will second that.
Thank you. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The fourth course number is 1091.0. The title of the course is How the Building Code and ASTM Standards Make Stucco Work in Florida. The provider is Harry J. Lovitz, UGL Inc. The accreditor was Contractors Institute, Koning Enterprises Inc. The accreditation date was 3/15/2022. Mr. Chair, this is a 2-hour instructor-led course that takes a deep dive into the 2022 IBC/IRC and 2020 Florida Building Code regarding proper design and application of exterior stucco. It reviews and explains the ASTM C926 and C1063 standards that are the basis of the stucco and lathe application standards in the code. It highlights the specific climatic concerns of the warm, humid Florida environment and teaches the proper design for building envelope, water, and wind management. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the current code edition and word advanced was missing from the title of the course. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course subject to the current code edition and word advanced being added to the title of the course.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open public comment at this time. Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
This is Commissioner Brown. I would move conditional approval of the course.
Schiffer would second.
All right, we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you, commissioners. And Michael, that concludes your report on the accredited courses.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Moving to item number six, there are no pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation. Item number seven, there are no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation. And item number eight, there are no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation. So with that, we'll move to item number nine, which is our Education Administrator's Activity Report. Mr. Clark?
Mr. Chairman, the Education Administrator's report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from January 19th through March 18th, 2022, which includes the staffing of the EDPOP meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also stated, included in the report is training funding information for 2021-2022, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the March 31st, 2022 ad hoc agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. A very succinct report. Item number 10, are there any other POC business to discuss? And this is open to the commissioners.
Michael, can I make a comment, please?
Yes, sir, please.
I want to thank Tom on getting the new rules passed, because it made, there were three of those presentations that were in the new format that really sped up the time it took to go through it. So, Tom, thank you very much. I mean, that was, I know you worked hard on that, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Excellent. Go ahead, Tom. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Is there any other POC business? All right. Hearing none, we'll open up the last public comment at this time.
Bill Belcher.
Mr. Belcher?
It's not really a comment. I just want to point something out. Since I know that Mr. Hammers is on the line, I accredited a course, I accredited on March 17th, and it did not go through the system for some reason. And I'm not suggesting or asking anybody to do anything about it. I just wanted to point out that there might have been a glitch. The provider told me that he was having difficulty uploading the revised course. He finally got it uploaded. But I don't know if there was a problem in the system, but I know that I clicked the credit. I'll admit that I should have realized when I didn't get an email that something was wrong and gone back and looked at it, but I was up to my eyebrows in reviewing mods, and I just clicked it and basically forgot about it. So I just wanted to point out that there could be a problem there that you might want to look at, Jim. Thank you.
Mr. Belcher, did you want to share with Mr. Hammers what that course number was and title?
Yeah, I believe it was 1098 or 1089. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm sorry for that.
1098.
1098? Okay. And it was on accessibility, the toilets, water closets, and the accessibility code.
Okay, we will go take a look at it and see what we can see on our end.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to point that out in case it is a problem that occurs again.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Any other public comment? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item number 12, POC member and staff comments. Okay, hearing no POC member or staff comments, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your time this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.